Blog Talk Radio.
Meditation is your thought or reflection. Preserve means to keep or save. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection. Insurrection is a riot or rebellion of the workers of iniquity. And what is iniquity? Nothing but sin or injustice. It's evil doing. It's doing something wrong. Who shapen their tongues like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows. Bitter words that they may shoot in secret at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. They encourage themselves in an evil manner. They talk of laying snares. And what is a snare? A snare is a trap or a net. Secretly. They say, who will see them? They devise iniquities. Again, iniquities, that's unjust doings, evil doings, wrong doings. We have perfected a shrewd. They made perfect a shrewd. Shrewd is clever or smart scheme. And a scheme is no more than a plan or a plot. Both the inward thought and the heart of man are deep, but God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded. So he will make them stumble over their own tongue. All who see them shall flee away. All men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider his doing. The righteous. Well, what is righteous? Righteous is right, fair, and what is just shall be glad in God and trust in him. And all the upright in heart shall glory. What is glory mean? Glory is to have great pleasure. I have read to you Psalms 64 in its entirety. It's called The Oppressed by the Wicked, but Rejoice in God. Sheep, let's have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. And we, sheep, thank you for your son, Jesus, and the prophet that you sent to us, sheep, with instruction as to how to get into your paradise, your kingdom. Father in heaven, we thank you for sane, sound mind, for excellent health, for love, family. And I thank you for giving me courage to do what I do for you. Because for many years, I was afraid. And thank you for your patience, wealth, education. And I thank you for prosperity that you give us, sheep. And all things in Jesus' name. Amen. I will say Jesus' name until I learn his real name. This is Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is a day or time observed, starting Friday, sundown, ending Saturday, sundown. It's the only time in the Bible that we have been told to keep holy and to rest. This is God's day, and we keep his word. We go to a church that's open in his name. Have your New King James Version of the Bible, your pen or pencil, paper or notebook, and a cold glass of water. I forgot my water this morning, but that's okay. God will see me through as he always does. I want you to follow me to the book of Isaiah. We're going to pick up reading at the chapter 14, third verse. I just may start at chapter 14, verse 1. Sheep, I want you to keep in mind that after we finish reading the entire book of Isaiah, my plan is for us to go to Leviticus chapter 23. We need to learn about the feast of God and to keep those feasts. Now, man has made different feasts. For instance, Father's Day is in the United States of America. It's tomorrow. And honor your father. Yeah, go ahead, honor, do it. It will not hurt you. But we are to keep the feasts of God. And you'll find those in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23. So, let's get started. I'm going to start reading chapter 14 from the very beginning. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 1. But God will have mercy on Jacob and will still choose Israel and settle them in their own land. The strangers will be joined with them, and they will cling means to hold on tightly unto the house of Jacob. Then people will take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel will possess them for servants and maids in the land of God. They will take them captive, whose captives they were. Do you get the drift of that? And were ruled over, and ruled over their oppressors. That is a very deep sentence, chapter 2. You go over that. You know, I would tell you what I think it means, but I want you to understand what it means. And I will give you a hint. It's like we who were slaves in the United States of America one day rule over the oppressors, those who have oppressed us and are still oppressing us to this day. Now, let's go on to verse 3, the fall of the kingdom of Babylon. Now, I'm thinking that the kingdom of Babylon, that could be a city, but with the things that have been happening in the United States of America, especially with the all the fires, the floods, and with devastation that's been going on, I have begun to think that it is a system, and that I'm thinking that with all the what's going on, the fires and the floods, and people having home insurance, that system cannot continue. That system may just break. So I'm thinking that the fall of the king of Babylon might be a system like the economic system. But nonetheless, that's just my view. I've never gone to a seminary school, so I don't know. That's just my view. Just chew it. Chew on it. Think on it. Chapter 14, verse 3. It shall come to pass in the day God gives you rest from your sorrow and from your fear and the part bondage. Well, bondage means servitude or slavery in which where you were made to serve. And we black folks in America were made to serve. So I look at that as a statement to us. That you will, and when I say to us, I'm thinking all of us who were slaves in the United States of America, or wherever you are a slave, that you will take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how the oppressor has ceased. Let me read that sentence again. How the oppressor has ceased. Cease means to come to an end. The golden city ceased. God has broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers. Well, a scepter is no as a wand. He who struck the people in wrath. Wrath is anger or rage with a continual stroke. He who ruled the nations in anger is persecuted. Persecuted means tormented or harassed, and no one hinders. And the reason why that is because of verses 2 and 3. He put other folks in bondage, and now his turn has come. And no one will help him. Verse 7, the whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth into singing. Indeed, the cypress trees rejoice over you, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since you were cut down, the woodsman has come up against us. Hail. What are other words for hail? Sheol, Hades, the grave. Verse 9. Hail from beneath is excited about you. See, oppressor, hail is excited about you. To meet you at your coming, it stirs up the dead for you. all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. They shall speak and say to you, have you also become as weak as we? Have you become like us? Your pomp, another word for pomp is your grandeur, is brought down to Sheol, that's the grave, and the sound of your stringed instruments. The maggots, what are maggots? The worms, is spread under you, and worms cover you. So you've been brought down. Now let's talk about the fall of Lucifer. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. The fall of Lucifer. How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer. Now what are other names for Lucifer? Beelzebub is one. Satan, the devil. Now you think of other names. Those are the names that I think of right now. I can't think of any more. Oh, Lucifer, the son of the morning star. My goodness. And that's another thought in my head. I'll keep it. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend. Ascend means to go up into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Oh, Lucifer, you are conceited. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation. Now, what is a congregation? To me, that is a group of religious people worshiping. Verse 14, on the farthest side of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. That sounds like NASA to me. Astronaut. And who started that? What nation of people started that? You're saying that you will ascend above heaven, the stars of heaven. You will be like the Most High. I won't say who you are, but I think you know who you are. In last term, I read about those people whose face were like flames. You'll find that in Isaiah chapter 13, verse 8, the last sentence. Their faces will be like flames. Now, whose faces turn like flames? These are the ones that are talking about ascending. I will be like the Most High. They're the ones who invented the airplane. Let's read verse 15. Let's go on. Yet, you shall be brought down to Sheol. Well, as my grandma used to say, it shows you bone, you's gonna die. And that's for everybody. To the lowest depths of the pit. And the pit, another word, is grave. For those who see you will gaze at you. And gaze means to stare or to look at. And consider you saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble? Other words for tremble or shake or quibble. And I'm thinking that you're not much to look at because they're saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble? Who shook kingdoms? Who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities? Who did not open the house of his prisoners? All the kingdoms of the nation, all of them sleep in glory, everyone in his house. but you are cast out of your grave. Ooh, even the grave don't want you, Satan. Like an abominable branch. My other Bible says rejected branch. And abominable, another word for that is nasty. It's like a nasty branch. The grave doesn't even want you, Satan. Like the garment of those who are slain, thrust through means be stabbed with a sword, will go down to the stones of the pit like a corpse trodden underfoot. Of course, you know a corpse is a dead body. You will not be joined with them in burial because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. A brood of evildoers shall never be named. And a brood, that's to me, a brood is more than one. It's like a whole group. Prepare slaughter for his children. Uh-huh. So your children are going to be slain because of the iniquities of their fathers. So you need to be careful of what you do, people, because if you do evil, iniquity, that means unjust treatment, unfair behavior, or evil treatment. It says, lest they rise up and possess the land. Well, the word lest means to avoid. If they don't kill your children, then your children are going to come up and be as bad as you and will and fill the face of the world with cities. So your children must be exiled. They must be destroyed. Let's read chapter 22. Babylon destroyed. And again, I have begun to think that Babylon is not only a city, but it's a system. Verse 22 says, "For I will rise up against them," says God of hosts, "and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and offspring and posterity." Posterity, that's a big word for descendants. I tell you, this Bible uses big words. Now, posterity, your future generation, says God. He's going to cut it off. "I will also make it a possession for the porcupine and marshes of muddy water. I will sweep it with a broom of destruction," says God. Verse 24, Assyria destroyed. God of hosts has sworn, saying, "Surely, as I have thought," my other Bible says, "planned, so it shall come to pass. And as I have proposed, so it shall stand, that I will break the Assyrians in my land, and on my mountain tread him underfoot. Then his yoke shall be removed from them, and his burden," a burden is a heavy load, "removed from their shoulders. This is the purpose proposed against the whole earth," and that is remove the burden. At least that's what I get from reading this. "And this is the hand that is stretched out over the nations. God of hosts has proposed, and who will annul it?" Annul means to cancel. No one, especially not us. "His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back?" The chapter, verse 28, Philistia destroyed. This is the burden or the heavy load which came in the year that King Ahaz died. "Do not rejoice, all of you of Philistia, because the rod has struck you is broken. For out of the serpent's root," talking about Philistia, will come forth a viper. A viper is a venomous snake, a poisonous snake, snake that will kill you within seconds or within minutes of biting you. And its offspring will be a fiery flying serpent. To me, that means a treacherous person. The firstborn of the poor will feed. I'm thinking that the firstborn of the poor will eat off of that serpent. And the needy will lie down in safety. I will kill the root with famine. Famine means scarcity of food. And it will slay your remnant. Your remnant is your small group of people that are left. Well, O gate, cry, O city, all your Philistia are dissolved. Dissolve means to be disbanded or melt away. But smoke will come from the north, and no one will be alone in his appointed times. What will one answer? Let's read verse 32 again. What will one then answer the messengers of the nation that God has found it, Zion, and the poor of his people shall take refuge? So we finish reading chapter 14. And if it's God's will, we'll be back next time. Now listen up. I want to say a closing word of prayer, but before I do that, let me tell you about this book that I have. It's called How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald J. Eady. It's a very good book. I want you to go to www.eatandliveelonger.com. Order this book and start living by it. I live by this book just as I live by the Bible, the book of instruction that Jesus Christ and the prophets brought to us to live by. Let's have a closing word of prayer. As always, our Father in heaven, we say thank you for all the things, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debts to us. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father God with you everywhere you go. And if it is God's will, I'll be back with you next time. Won't let you down, and I
you've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, for He is love, and His wisdom will be our help in hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts. The Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know He's mine. Deep down in my soul,
Jesus,
who can turn your life around?
Jesus, oh.